These complaints, I suppose, cover a range of topics, really. For example, if bring banks were requiring servicing, maybe for abandoned cars, dog fouling, dead animals, maybe the burning of waste, and then general fly tipping after that. So there's a wide range of activities, I suppose, that are covered under that 168. Every call, every complaint is recorded through a management system by the council. Then, depending on the nature of each matter, it's allocated to the relevant litter warden, for example, if it's in relation to anything under the Litter Act, or if it's, for example, bring banks that require servicing, it would be reported on to the service provider. So this is done in a very timely manner. We would really encourage people to notify us if they see anything or if they come across anything, any illegal dumping or any matters that they're not happy with, and they can report that through the council's call centre. They can report it online through the website, and if it's out of hours, for example, the EPA also have an app for smartphone users called See It, Say It, where people can actually upload photographs as well, and that will actually come through to the council as well for action.
And in terms of enforcement, the number of litter wardens in the county has increased in recent years, and you have, it would appear, more resources at your disposal to actually respond more quickly and respond more efficiently to the complaints that are coming in.
Well, I suppose we'll follow up everything, you know, so it's you know, it's part of our work. It's an important part of our work, and I suppose we just want the public to be aware of the fact that we do follow up on every complaint and try and bring it to a close to the best of our ability within the legislation that's there. But also at this time of the year, and we support and we get great support from the local communities. We'll be launching the Big Donegal Cleanup shortly for 2017. And last year we had over 300 community cleanups stretching from about February time right through to the summertime. So this really does make a big difference, and there is huge awareness and a huge positivity out there in the community for looking after our environment. And the council supports that through providing equipment, you know, such as bags, litter pickers, gloves, materials like that, but also then collecting the material afterwards as well. So we'd encourage anybody who's thinking about a cleanup or maybe hasn't done one before but would like to do one in their area just to apply to us for equipment, and we'll make all the arrangements with you after that.
And finally, in terms of enforcement, there's two sides to it. There's the carrot and there's the stick. The carrot, encouragement schemes like the big cleanup you've just referred to. The stick is the prospect of people particularly engaged in things like fly tipping being tracked down and ultimately fined. Do you see scope for more fining and more enforcement in that respect, in terms of chasing down people who fly tip, chasing down people who dump illegally?
The on-the-spot litter fine is €150, and you know, for each litter fine that's issued, we will go to the best of our abilities to get those fines paid, and the material, the investigations will follow through their whole process. But if, for example, a fine doesn't get paid, then we have the opportunity to follow it up through the court system, you know. So every case will be taken and looked at. And also we're sort of using technology more these days. So you would have known over the last few years we've invested in the use of covert cameras as well, which have really been effective in clamping down. So that smart technology is really helping with the enforcement activities as well on the ground.